This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so we now have a timeline that the FBI has had for more than 8 years showing repeated political interference in career FBI agents' efforts to investigate corruption, pay-to-play allegations against the Clinton Foundation. This timeline confirms that three separate FBI offices had opened investigations. One was a fully predicated criminal investigation. Two were preliminaries to determine if a full criminal should begin. In all circumstances, beginning in the summer of 15, as the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton was ramping up through the end of the first year of the Trump presidency, senior Justice Department officials repeatedly thwarted the FBI from investigating. When Donald Trump was chanting, "Lock her up," on Hillary Clinton, Sally Yates was chanting back to the FBI, "Shut it down." She gave them an explicit instruction for the FBI to stop investigating Hillary Clinton.
So I want to tee up here what we're doing. That's John Solomon, who's been doing some amazing reporting. Good to see actual journalism taking place. And John Solomon, I don't think he ever stopped doing that. Talking about a different side of this coin. We've heard a ton about the Russia hoax and what they were doing to Donald Trump, but we haven't talked as much about what they weren't doing to the people who were, in fact, of course, Donald Trump's opponents. Let's get Greg Jarrett back on here with us, Fox News legal analyst and a former defense attorney and law professor. And you just need to go read the library of books that he has authored on a lot of these particular issues. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show.
Annie, good to be with you.
Thank you so much. This revelation here, Kash Patel uncovering this email where Sally Yates is saying, shut down these investigations, shut it down into the Clinton Foundation. What does this mean, especially in the context of how aggressively they were pursuing made up stuff on Donald Trump?
Well, it's obstruction of justice. You know, when investigators have probable cause to bring a case against Hillary Clinton for pay-to-play with the Russians to the tune of $145 million that was funneled into her Clinton Foundation, and the Deputy Attorney General says, shut it down, we're not going to prosecute. And the Deputy FBI Director, Andrew McCabe, says the equivalent when his agents who were investigating Clinton pushed back. He said, well, okay, don't shut it down, but you can't do anything without my approval. And of course, he refused to grant approval. So the case that could and should have been brought against Hillary Clinton, and I outline it in the first four chapters of my book, The Russia Hoax, 7 years ago, was never brought against Hillary, and neither, of course, infamously, was her, email scandal, in which she quite clearly violated the Espionage Act, which is multiple felonies. That was shut down by FBI Director James Comey without authority. And, you know, so as the subtitle of that book said, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump, that was the first part of the scheme. You know, clear Hillary of the email scandal, clear her of her own Russian collusion, pay-to-play schemes that she ran so that she could get elected president of the United States. And at the same time, actually on the same day, that she was cleared by Comey, the FBI received the first batch of the phony dossier in London. It was handed over to an FBI official literally the same hour that Comey cleared Clinton. It's all in both my books.
It's so, when this new information comes and is revealed now, and you have an archive of all of these things that were happening almost in real time. And I would encourage people to go to thegregjarrett.com to see these books. I really wonder, like, statute of limitations seems to be something that gets brought up. If there were crimes that were committed and they were covered up back then, can these prosecutions still happen? I don't really know where justice exists right now, what's actually possible, because, of course, people are politically getting their hopes up quite a bit. How is justice served in these regards?
Well, you know, first of all, there's two kinds of justice, a public accounting of corruption. But then there's the legal aspect of bringing criminal cases. You know, for most federal crimes, there's a 5-year statute of limitations. But for violations of the Espionage Act, and Adam Schiff is now under investigation for that, there is actually a 10-year statute of limitations under the Internal Security Act of 1950. Congress felt as though, you know, espionage was so serious, they needed to extend it to 10 years. So with respect to some of those cases that involve the Espionage Act, a case can still be brought. But, you know, even if there's a 5-year statute of limitations, if there is a conspiracy that involves obstruction and evidence that was deliberately concealed, the statute of limitations doesn't begin until the discovery of this concealed evidence. And of course, Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, Kash Patel are still discovering deliberately hidden evidence, and they're promptly disclosing it to Congress.
So it sounds like this could be considered fresh once again. I mean, if you were in the position of a Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, too, because the Clinton Foundation is being discussed here. We've also heard President Obama's name involved in the information changing, leading into making it so that they could suggest that somehow Donald Trump was nefariously involved with Russia and Vladimir Putin. Are you nervous if you're those people right now?
Yeah, I absolutely. Look, I'd be nervous if I were Obama and Hillary, because they're surely going to receive subpoenas to testify before a grand jury. And if they lie, that opens up a brand new, fresh, perjury charge against them. So, I mean, my guess is they would invoke the Fifth, which, you know, is a bad look, right? Most people, you know, regard invoking the Fifth as somebody who's trying to hide their own complicity in crimes. So, you know, I'd be worried if I were Comey, Brennan, Clapper. It appears, and again, I recounted it in my book, Witch Hunt, all the false statements they made to Congress, which are crimes. I laid out the statute. I laid out their false testimony. And, you know, I'd be worried if I were them. And then the people on the Hillary Clinton campaign. And in my last column a few days ago, I identify their names. These were people who were involved in the plan approved by Hillary personally to frame Donald Trump, falsely accusing him of colluding with Russia, which they knew was totally untrue. And in fact, they funded the phony dossier that the FBI debunked almost from the outset.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, a wonderful source of information to follow in the latest developments that we end up hearing in the news. He's been on this from the very beginning. You can go to thegregjarrett.com. The website has a load of information on it. I'm looking at it right now. Adam Schiff has been repeatedly coming up in the news. Of course, we've discussed the mortgage fraud situation that he could be potentially facing. But now there's a whistleblower that has come out who Adam Schiff says is completely discredited, that this person doesn't carry any weight and is completely not telling the truth. But there is the whistleblower has alleged that Adam Schiff was directing classified information to be released in a disparaging way to Donald Trump. Do you feel like this whistleblower is causing actual real legal trouble for Adam Schiff?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Schiff's worried. His vigorous denials is proof of that. And I, you know, look, there was a pivotal meeting in which of the House intelligence staff on the Democrat side. And this is a Democrat whistleblower, by the way. But there were other people who heard Schiff order that they leak classified information to the media to smear Trump. And this particular whistleblower objected and said, well, you can't do that. That's criminal. And apparently Schiff responded by saying, well, I'm protected by the speech and debate clause, which is not true. Apparently Schiff never read the Constitution because that clause specifically excludes treason and any felony. So it also excludes non-official acts. Well, leaking classified documents is not an official act. So the question was, you know, why wasn't Schiff arrested and charged when the FBI first learned about it in 2017? Well, the answer is he was being protected by the FBI director, initially James Comey, then Christopher Wray, a succession of attorneys general. Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, Bill Barr, Merrick Garland, you know, all of whom in my book are utterly worthless. And that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's how you got away with it.
I don't want to overstate Greg Jarrett because I watch you give the greatest legal analysis on Fox News, and I always lean in when you're talking. Is this exciting for you because it's kind of in you're like super in your lane and you've been studying this for so long to see these developments right now that are starting to bubble to the surface?
Well, it confirms and vindicates what I wrote so long ago and have written about ever since. But I think Americans should be deeply alarmed at the magnitude of corruption that was endemic at the FBI and the Department of Justice and the CIA and other intelligence agencies that were being run at the time by Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. And it's anathema to our principles of justice and the rule of law. And these people subverted justice. And they did it for personal political reasons and, you know, political gain. They hated Donald Trump. They loathed his policies. And they decided they'd break the law to bring him down. They didn't succeed. And in the process, they committed, in my mind, a variety of smorgasbord of crimes. And they got away with it. And that should deeply trouble Americans to see that kind of corruption embedded in what many people have now described as the deep state. And it still exists.
That was going to be my question. This is proof that the deep state exists. And you wrapped it up confirming that. Certainly you have been sounding the alarm for a long time on this. And I'm glad that the Trump administration is looking to expose all of this. And if people are interested in checking out your books, they still are very, very relevant. Go to thegregjarrett.com. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for being here with us today. We love having you. Please come back soon.
Good talking to you, Annie. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, quick break. The president is speaking from the White House. He's talking about Social Security. I think he's got an announcement on that. We're going to take a very quick break right here. And we come back, we're going to pick up Donald Trump's remarks from the Oval Office right from where he starts addressing the issue next on The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.